We're going to split some rhetorical hairs here, because in this course, I'm going to draw a line between macro and close-up shooting, even though when you're shooting macro, you're actually close-up. As you'll see, a photo is only truly a macro photo if it has very specific characteristics. Close-up photos have no technical constraints or specificities. We're simply going to talk about close-up photography as the process of getting in closer to a subject than you normally would. If you've watched any of my other courses, you know I'm a big proponent of getting closer to any subject matter. Closer usually means simpler in terms of composition. As you get closer, you crop out extraneous details and you focus the viewer's attention onto your subject. When I talk about close-up photography, I'm referring to the process of getting close to small objects or focusing on the details of large objects. This is the same thing you'll do in macro shooting, but in close-up shooting, you're not going to get quite as close. Usually, close-up photography means you're shooting something that's small, but still too big to warrant true macro shooting. Sometimes you'll employ close-up techniques simply because of the small size of your subject, but at other times you might employ close-up techniques because your subject is too large. Maybe you're a landscape shooter who can't figure out how to capture a big, broad vista in a way that really represents it well. Often the solution in that situation is to go for fine details, shoot close-ups of things that make up that broad vista. Close-up shooting can be a great thing to try when you're feeling stuck. Perhaps you've had that feeling at home that you can't shoot around your house or in your neighborhood because there's nothing to shoot there. Don't worry, all photographers get that. Our eyes go numb to the things that we see every day. But if you go out with the idea of shooting close-ups, finding interesting details or tiny tableaus, little landscapes, you might find that there's a whole new realm of subject matter that you had previously missed. For the most part, close-up shooting is no different than any other type of photography. It all starts with light, and you need to be constantly on the lookout for good light in your small scenes. You need to have a firm understanding of exposure theory. You need to understand focal length and how it impacts your scene, and you need to know how to build a good composition. You can go deeper into all of these topics in the rest of my Foundations of Photography series. If you already feel comfortable with those things, then let's get started.